not find ourselves in the flesh trying to give him a flesh offering when he desires spiritual offerings. I'm in awe because I people ask me to pray for them, and I told them according to Philippians 1, and I'm always say this, y'all, you might as well get used to it. According to Philippians 1 and the verses 7, if you are connected with the apostles and the prophets, you should be blessed. A young lady, one of our members, she had a job now, but she just came to me and says, Pastor, I got another job, at least $8,000 more to the year. I say, yes. Let me just do some things here, and then we'll bring the word. Is that all right? We'll try to get you out early today. First of all, we want to acknowledge everyone. Amen? So give yourselves a hand. Amen. Then we want to say good morning to all of our pastoral elders in this house of Christ Temple Church. Thank God for you. And one of them, he go out of town so much, I forgot he's a member of this church. Y'all know Brother Burwell? He go out of town so much, I forgot he's a member of this church. Oh, that's him right there. I'm sorry. I need to repent. Good morning to our apostolic father and mother. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for them. Good morning to Pastor Karen Simmons and Living Truth. Let's give the Lord a hand, please. Yes. And good morning to all of our prayers. Good morning to you. We want to recognize you. Thank you for praying for us. I heard you down in the room this morning just yelling and screaming. I said, that's what it's going to take to get us moving in God. Thank God for you. Want to honor my wife this morning. Thank God. God bless. And to all of our visiting ministers, good morning to you. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our fellowship this morning. Now, I know y'all ready for me to word, right? I think I'm almost ready. I'm not quite sure. Our armor bearers, thank God for them. They just keep us straight. Amen. Yes. Pastor Kerr, I got this one years ago. Yeah, he was a hard nut too. But he couldn't outsit me because I had no job. And see, he thought he was slick. When he would come home and go in the room, and Miss Angie would call me, he home now. And I'd take my time, I'd go over there, cross my leg, and sit on his chair. And he said to himself one day, I might as well go see what this man wants because he ain't going to leave. And finally, the Lord made that connection, and he's been with us ever since. Yes, Lord. And when the Lord saved him, the Lord saved, sure enough, saved him now because he was some kind of man. No, yes, Lord. And ever since the Lord saved him and made that connection, he has always been faithful to the ministry. I won't tell you, other folks try to get him now. Other people wanted him. But see, when you know your place, I don't have to open my mouth because you know where you are. Amen. Well, give the Lord another praise now. We're getting ready to bring the word. Boy, we looking good up there in the balcony now. Yes, we getting that balcony rolling up there. Yes, we still got empty seats down here. I think y'all just trying to get away so I wouldn't have to lay hands on you guys. But when I get ready, we come up there and slap you side your head, knock you right across them rails. Amen. This morning I am continuing a message that I started on Tuesday with Pastor Karen Simmons and her congregation. I sat. Jesus. I don't know. I started that and I said to them, I don't know what I'm going to preach now. Because, and my Lord, we danced in this place for a while, didn't we? We had dust flying up off the floor in here. Jesus. You would think we had 10,000 folks off up in here, hooping and hauling and running and ripping. Jesus. Sometime, God, and I was sitting in the back, and I think I sent a message to say something, and then they said, "Oh, we're gonna let you say something." I was inviting them to our Friday night service, and they said, "Oh no, we're gonna let you say something." And oh Lord, they gave me that mic, and y'all know how I go. It's like giving me a cheesesteak sandwich, something I love to do. I think Deacon Washington will tell you that he wonders sometimes when he gonna sit down. He done talk 15 minutes, he ain't gonna sit down. He think, I don't know. I hear him in the spirit, you know. He think, why he just don't sit down? Amen. But I want to continue that message and talk just a little bit more about that. Because God is not governed by what we are governed by. Amen. I Jeremiah, if you will, Jeremiah. The verse, the chapter is 1, the verse is number 11. Jeremiah, the chapter is 1, the verses 11 and 12. 11 and 12. Are we there? Now, I may have to read this 2 times. Who's got the King James? Renee. Ella Renee, come here. Would you be kind enough and gracious? Bring your Bible with you, because I don't want anybody to miss what I'm saying. Yes. Would you come read those passages for me, please? Verses 11 and 12 out of King James. Y'all, and it's here too. Okay, the King James, so you can look up if you don't want to. Okay.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
Thank you. Now, let me just read this word again out of the Amplified. Oh, is that all right? And it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch or a shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity blossoming in late winter. Then said the Lord unto me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my words to perform it. And I just want to talk to you briefly about an out-of-season blessing. Out of season blessing. Out of season. And you just got one. You ain't got no business getting no raise and new no, that kind of raise this time. But God is not governed by what we are governed by. So many times we quote scriptures and I don't know if we understand the full effect of what we quote, because the way we quote scriptures and the way we think, we become what we think and become what we say. And sometimes we think that God is governed by seasons and God is not. And so now, as I read this passage, I found out that God created season and placed us in season and allowed us to operate in seasons, but God is not governed by seasons. We say this, and I guess we want to sound spiritual, that I've got to wait until my season come in order for God to bless me. And we say that because we heard somebody else said that. But have you really read the word to find out what God has said about you? I came to the conclusion my season is any time I believe God. He's given us the authority to loose and bound, and we're still talking about our season. My God, all you got to do is walk up in a place, and this thing is mine. Jeremiah says, Lord, let me tell you what I see. I see something happening here out of season. What do you see? I see an almond tree blossoming and it's in the winter. This almond tree doesn't have a right to blossom in January. This is a summer tree. It's supposed to bear fruit in the summer. But when God speaks, God calls everything to submit unto him, even the season times. So when we quote the scriptures, seed time and harvest time, we ought not to limit God to a specific season, because seed time and harvest time is whenever we believe God. You ought to tell the devil, you can't stop when God want to bless me in the winter just because I'm crying and just because I'm upset and just because I can't see it. But God will bless me on credit if I believe him. I don't have to have everything, because tell the devil, God is not governed by things that I am governed by. Just because I can't see but season, God is beyond all of my seasons. So it doesn't have to be your season. Give somebody a high five. It doesn't have to be your season. Come on, say it with an attitude. It doesn't have to be your season. Say, God want to bless you out of your season so you would know you didn't have nothing to do with it. Ah, yes, come on, God. Come on, Holy Ghost. You have to let the devil know you're not going to cry another hour, because you're going to make this your season. That's right. Go ahead and praise him. That's right. Act like it's your season. Act like it's your deliverance. Ain't no need crying about it. If God said it, that's it. I don't care who's sitting high, but God sits higher and look lower. Oh, God. Let somebody know it's all right. It's all right. You can go ahead and believe him. He wants you to believe his words. Somebody says SOS, because it looked like you don't want to get with this thing. So SOS says scoot over some, because I got to praise God, because I can't wait until you get ready. I got to bless God now. My time is now. This is my season, and I'm going to walk in my season right now. Hey, yes. Hey, yes. Yes! Ah, yes! Y'all act like y'all want to help me. Look somebody in the eyes and tell them God has the ability to cause your season to conform to his will. So tell them you don't have to wait. You do not have to wait. Just call on God, and God's ability in you will cause your seasons to manifest itself. Yes! Hey, hey, hey! Ah, yeah. All of the stars doesn't have to be aligned in order for God to speak and cause seasons to obey his voice. God is bigger than your seasons. God is bigger than what you're going through. When God sees where you are, he meets you right where you are, so you would know, I can give you your season out of season. I can bless you anytime you are ready. All you got to do is call on my name, and I'll bless you beyond measures. I'll do abundant things. I'll go beyond. I'll give you blessing that's shake down. I'll give you blessing that's pressed together, running over. It doesn't have to be your season to get a running over blessing. You've got to remember, God is the creator of the universe. It was he that spoke the universe into existence. God didn't look at a season and the season called God. God called the seasons. And since God is the author and the finisher of the creation, God has the right to turn whatever he want to turn around. And he doesn't need our approval. All he got to say is, I want winter to become spring and spring winter. So wherever you are, God can cause it to come and bless you. I found a scripture that really knocked my shoes in the water. I had to jump in the river and swim and get it. Everything that God has created is here to fulfill his word. Somebody say that with me. Everything that God has created is here to fulfill his words. Look at what I found in Psalm 148, 7 through 8. It says, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, all the deeps. Fire, you ought to praise God. Hail, you ought to praise God. Snow, you have to praise God. The vapor should praise God. Why? Because the stormy winds that come in our lives are here to fulfill God's words. Tell somebody, my storm is here to bring what God said about me. I know it doesn't look like that, but the storm is coming. And this storm coming is not to kill me. This storm is coming to fulfill the word of God. I've got some hell in my life, but it came to fulfill the word of God. God said he's going to deliver me. The storm came to bring deliverance. I know that I've got trouble, but the storm is in my life. And this storm is from God. I am not going to cry and worry about the wind of the storm. I am not going to worry about the arrows that fly by days. I'm not going to worry about the pestilence that's walking in the daytime. My trust is in the Lord. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Come on, somebody. Just because there's some wind in your life, don't get upset. God send the wind to bring his words. Y'all want to help me? Somebody repeat after me. The mysteries of eternity are available to the believers who only through only a call to the Lord. Tell somebody the reason why you're still in that dreaded season, because you hadn't called on the name of God. Don't you know your season is about to change, and you sitting there, you have blinders on, and God is moving you into another place, and you're still crying about your season. I'm in a bad place. I'm in a desolate place. Quit saying that stuff and start telling God, thank you because my season just changed. You got to understand, it is what you say. The Bible says what you say is what God will do. So many of us still talking about, I got a bad season. I ain't got no job. You have to call those things that be as though you already got it. Quit talking about how bad you got it. You don't have it bad as long as you've got God. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. The earth is the Lord and the
That means everything that's in the earth. Tell somebody, God knew where I am. God knows where I am. And you better watch out, because I'm going to run over you. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will do what? Call unto me, and I will do what? Look at the person who says, open your mouth. Quit cutting your own blessings off. The devil come against me and says, look, you might as well quit. I am the righteousness of God, created in him through my Lord Christ Jesus. You already lost. You shouldn't have never let me found that verse in the Bible, devil, if you wanted to stop me. But since I am the righteousness of God, that means whatever God is, I am. Whatever God owns is already mine. Somebody say it. Call, he says, call unto me, and I will do what? Not only will I answer, but I will show thee what? Great and what kind of things? Tell the devil, God got stuff for me you don't know about, buddy. See, because God don't let the devil see everything he's going to do for you. But you need to see what God, because the Bible said the Spirit of God reveals the hidden things of God. So whatever God has hid for us should be revealed to us by the Spirit of God. The hidden things. The deep things. God says the mighty things. That's what the word mighty means, the hidden things, which thou knowest not. My God, God got some stuff that God's going to release out of season that you didn't even know about. I just told you that girl ain't know she been getting, that was an out of season blessing. She ain't even know about it. Just happened to just get excited and believe God and walk into an $8,000 raise. God have mercy. Y'all hear what I'm trying to tell you? Once you get to the place to believe God, the devil in hell can't stop your blessings. You cut off your own blessing by not believing. All you got to, I believe what God says. Yeah, but they're firing people and laying people off on my job. Yeah, because they ain't got the connection to the apostolic father. They ain't connected to the apostles. I've got the apostle anointing on my life. Tell somebody, I got divine favor. I ain't got no right losing my job. Not if I'm walking in the will of God. And if God allow me to lose my job, he must be going to buy me a mop and a bucket, because I sure going to start me a business. Tell somebody, I bless myself. If I can't get blessed, I will get me a mop, I'll get me a bucket, and I'll be creative. Mother, all right? Apostle Mother got so excited behind you. Mother was coming out that coat. Oh, yes, they had to wrap my boy, I'm telling you. Because Mother believed God. I'm done now. Y'all give the Lord a hand, praise. Now look, somebody, and if I made you a promise, I might not be able to fulfill it. But if God makes one, if God makes a promise, come on, say, if God makes one, he has the ability to bring it to pass. Yes, God got the power to bring his word to pass. Doesn't matter how it looks, doesn't matter how it sounds, but God have the power to bring your stuff to pass. Say yes. Say look out, because my stuff is on the way. God spoke over my life. God says he knew my ending from the beginning. Ah, God. I'm going to give you one other presentation, then I'm going to quit. Is that all right? Tell somebody it doesn't matter about the wind and the wave in your life to rock your boat. Tell them you got the master on board. Anytime you try to believe the word of God to cross over to the other side, just when you get in the middle of the ocean, trying to believe God, the devil will send the wind. But you don't have to be afraid of the wind anymore. The wind came to fulfill the word of God. The disciple was in a boat. Jesus was in the hind part, taking a nap on a fisherman pillow. Yes, the storm came up and the water started coming in the boat. Now, disciples, the Lord, you have got to wake up. But somebody got to explain this mystery to me. He was all God, but yet human. All God, riding in a boat. Don't you think he knew that water was in that boat? But the water came not for Jesus. The water came in the boat to test us. Master, you don't care that water is in this boat? What do you mean? I knew water was in this boat before water got in the boat. I just want to know what you thought about it. Jesus looked at them. Where's your faith, Peter? Why didn't you speak to the wind? Y'all want to know what Jesus said to the wind? Jesus walked to the front of the boat, looked at the wind. Peace, and the wind ceased. Look down at the water, getting ready to hit the boat again. Be still. That wave that was getting ready to rock that boat started moving backwards. If God said it, I don't care what's in your life, but when God speaks, everything in your life begins to turn around. Say yes, say yes. Yeah! Hey! I'ma quit. I promise you. I'ma quit. I promise you. I'ma quit. I promise you, I'ma quit. I promise y'all, after this, I go, can I use the old common vernacular? I go quit. God, sitting on the throne, looked at Abraham, looked at Sarah. Not you. I'm sorry, I mean to embarrass nobody now. I just try to do illustration. Abraham, I have made you. Y'all ever read that? When we read it, sometime we read it, he says, I will make you. The biggest lie the devil ever told. He says, I have made you the father of many nations. Wait a minute, God, I am 75 years old, and my wife Sarah ain't trying to feel that. No. But Abraham got 25 years older. My God, and nobody, no child yet. Wait a minute, God. Sarah sitting in the tent. The angel came talking to Abraham. Sarah with her nosy self stuck her ears to hear what the angel said in the tent door laughing. You mean to tell me God done wait till I don't even have a cycle no more and he gonna make me a mother? Oh, come on, God. You know you can't do that. I'm out of my season. But the angel said next season. I don't want it to be your season, but next season I'm coming back and I'm gonna bless you. The Bible says, Abraham, believe God. I believe when Sarah, look at Abraham, all shriveled up, all wrinkled up, dragging. But God says, I'm going to be the father of many nations. Sarah, girl, get your stuff together, because I believe God. But Sarah's saying, Abraham, baby, don't get your hopes up too high. But the Bible says, Abraham hoped. Look at his body and hoped against that hope. If God said it, God's gonna do it. Tell somebody, out of season blessing. The angel came back with an out of season blessing. All of a sudden, Sarah started picking up weight. Ankle starting to swell. Abraham, if you don't mind, go out to the plum tree. Get me some plum. What wrong with you, Sarah? You ain't never did like no plum. While you're at it, grab me a watermelon. What wrong with you, girl? You have to tell him I got an out of season blessing. I got an out of season blessing. Cause God. Anybody in the house can stand an out of season blessing. Give somebody a high five and say, watch out. My blessing is on the way. My blessing is on the way.
Way. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, tap somebody. Tap them, tap them. Come on, tap them and say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, say, in the name that's above every name. Come on, speak into their life. Come on, speak into their life. Say, get ready for your out of season.
Yes.
Come on, say, get ready
yes.
for your out of season blessing. Come on, come on, say,
yes.
it's coming in Jesus' name. Come on, say, it's coming in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. I dare you to say, Lord, I receive it. Come on, just say, Lord, I receive it. I dare you to go and bless him.
Come
Jesus.
On.
Jesus
Come on.
Was an out of season blessing. He was birthed into a womb of a virgin. God said, I got to send an out of season blessing into this corrupt world. His name shall be called Emmanuel.
Come on, out of season blessing.
Out of season.
Out of season blessing.
Out of
Don't
season.
Let the devil stop you. Because God want to give you an out-of-season blessing. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
give somebody a high five and tell them it's been 25 years since the promise, but my blessing is today. I've got an out of season blessing. Yes. 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 Hey. Yes. Woo. How many of you watched that commercial and they're saying, it's my money and I want them now. It's yours. The blessings of God is already ours. And you don't have to wait. You can get it now. Quit talking about your season. God got out of season blessings. What did you see? I see a mystery, God. What is the mystery? The almond tree is blossoming in the winter. Woo. I don't know. The Lord must have winterized my blessings because it came to me without frostbite. You know, frost was on mine, and I know it's December. And but ain't that sorry, in due season. If I don't faint, I'm gonna get my stuff. All I got to do is believe God. See, you gotta understand something. You gotta understand something. You know what moved God for Abraham? Because the devil tried to get him to stop. Sarah got so excited when she heard, well, God looked like he ain't coming. Let me help my husband out. Go ahead, take that one day and go ahead and do your business. Take care of business and then let me bounce him on my knee. God said, Abraham, don't listen to that right there now, yeah? He says, out of your loins, I promise you. Quit depending on other people to pray you through. Your blessing got to come out of your own loins. If you are pregnant with the vision, you are pregnant with the faith, then somebody says, push. Come on, you're on the birthing table. Come on, somebody, push. Come on, tell them I'm about to give birth. I'm about to give birth. Push. Let me tell you something. My wife and I, we had some birth pain too. Apostle, our birth pain was so bad. I looked out of the little church, the first church we had. I looked out of the window and started crying. I said, God, you can't brought us here. No, you didn't bring us here for this. We only had like four people and they were unfaithful. My God, I started crying one Sunday morning and I said to her, honey, let's close up this thing and let's go home. Somebody missed God and it got to be me. And she looked at the window and started crying. My God. Ooh, now you understand when God said, you may not have children naturally, but he got a promise for us. Amen. And the promise is this, Amen. That our children would be more than her that was able to give birth. Amen. My God. She looked And about that time, God, our four people didn't come to church. But she looked out of the window, started crying, and all of a sudden, a car pulled up in the churchyard with four people in it. And she says, honey, if for nothing else, we got to stay open for these four. Somebody said, push! Ah! Ah! Push! 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 Yeah! Push! Push! Woo! 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 Glory! God! Praise them. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord from the earth. The winds that are in your life, they are here to fulfill the word of God. Thank you. out-of-season blessing. Get an out-of-season blessing. Get an out-of-season blessing. Get an out-of-season blessing. My hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where thou shalt I go. My hand. What happened? I'm tired. Y'all know what? I was blind.
Was blind.
But he came into my life and opened.
But now,
woo!
I see. Oh,
My God.
So amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
So amazing.
Father, we bless your name today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for how you're moving. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And so this morning, this afternoon, we ask you to stretch out your hand. Touch this morning in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, that you would prick their hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. Continue to have your way in this place. Father, help us today to be the church that you're calling for in this last day. Help us to be who you're calling in these last days. In the name of the Lord, bless us now. Keep us now. Touch us now. Heal us now. In the name of the Lord, we pray, God, that you would move according to your will. Bless our pastor. Strengthen and encourage him. Let your hand rest upon him as never before. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise for every pastor that's here, for every house that's represented. Let the apostolic blessings of God flow in the name of Jesus. And God, we shall give you praise. We'll give you glory. Now lift your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Share one thing for you with you before I go and change clothes. Last week, I told y'all about the miracle the Lord performed. Last Sunday, her daughter came by her, sitting by her, blood oozing out of her nose. Am I right? She was standing right there. And in the middle of ministering, I believe it was Miss Pearl point at me and point at the little girl, and blood was oozing out of her nose. Laid hands on her and command every vessel that popped in her nose to be healed. Command that blood to coagulate and stop now. Pull the napkin from her nose. One large drop of coagulated blood dropped on the napkin, and the blood stopped flowing immediately. Am I lying? Pearl, she saw it. It stopped immediately. God is bringing restoration back to his church. We can no longer afford to operate in ministry in inaccuracy. There got to be a correct activity. As God was active and alert to watch his word, there got to be correct activity now in the body of Christ. We've got to believe God according to his words. We can no longer afford to read a word and think that's it. We got to read a word with an open heart to God for a fresh revelation. Even if it means us going on the island all by ourselves, as long as we have a correct revelation for the people of God. Doesn't mind if it seems like we have been bandaged from everybody else. Because if God speaks to us, nobody can stop what God has said. Pastor, let me tell you something. This building that we are in today, God showed me this building in 1977. You know when we got it finished? What year was it, honey? 2004, 2007. From 77 to 2007, we finally walked in this building. And God showed me the balcony, and God showed me the seating. Wasn't but two people in there, Pastor. But even then, I said to God in 1977, two old ladies sitting on the front seat side by side. I says, God, I would stay here and preach to those two people and these benches until the thing manifests itself. How many years later from I'm not good in math. From 77
30 years. Abraham was only pregnant with him for 25. But I was pregnant with this dream for 30. Because God said it. I believed it. That settled that. And had 4 or 5 banks turn me down too. But one bank kept me encouraged. I walked in the bank and the man says, "We can't do it. What are you going to do now?" I said, "Well, I guess I don't know what I'm going to do." The bank man from First Federal looked me in the eyes. And he says, "How do you know God didn't send you to our bank so I can turn you down to see where your next move going to be?" See, God was setting me up for my out of season blessing. I quit. I'm going to change clothes. Y'all can dance some more. Y'all can run. Just don't hurt yourself. You know, insurance on y'all, insurance on this building. All right?